Deaconess Freeman, if you would lead us in prayer.
Let us bow heads. Lord God, we come before you this morning with praise and thanksgiving. We lift the needs of our friends, our family, and our neighbors before you and pray for your blessings on them, dear Father. We are thankful for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Father, this time of year, there are many who are feeling lonely, frightened, and lost, and we'd like to say a special prayer for them. And we pray that they find peace and contentment through you. Anoint them with your Holy Spirit in such a way that makes it clear to them that you are near, and all they have to do is call out to you.
Well,
Father, we ask for your forgiveness if we have done or say anything that is contrary to your word. We ask that you bless our families and watch over them and protect them from all danger and harm. Let there be no division among them, dear Father.
Yes.
We thank you that no weapon formed against us of our families prosper. We pray for the Word of God Church and the Julius C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministries. We pray for spiritual and physical protection and healing of each member. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving each of us the desire to have a personal relationship with you. Thank you and bless each member of the church and the Word of God Church and the Julius C. Freeman Outreach Ministry, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to bless and keep Bishop Cuff. We ask that he remain steadfast in his personal commitment to you as his Lord and Savior. We pray that he continues to minister to your flock according to your holy word.
Yes.
And Father, we ask that you continue to bless his helpmate. Thank you for her care and loving nature as she and the Bishop Cuff continue to do your works for the kingdom. We pray for our soldiers, Lord Jesus, and ask that you continue to be their constant companion and their strength as they go about their daily duties. And grant them strength, wisdom, and help through your power and your abiding love. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word, for we know that we can take shelter in the truth. We trust you, Lord Jesus, for you cannot lie, for you are the same today as yesterday and will be tomorrow. Your word provides us a shield from sin, and through your grace and mercy, it allows us to live a peaceful life.
Yes.
Lord, you know each of us by name, and you know that sometimes we try to put our life together without your direction.
Mm.
Instead of trusting you, we rather trust our own emotions and feelings, yes, but they do not lead in the right direction. Your word gives us the guidance for us to function in your approved manner. It allows us to be the person you designed us to be. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Father, thank you for your presence this morning. Thank you for your presence every morning in our lives.
Yes.
We praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. God bless you, Deaconess Freeman. I always enjoy your prayers. They're almost like mini sermons to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we give God the glory this morning. This morning we're going back in a subject that I talked about last Lord's Day, and that is the secrets of life, if you want to take down a title. The secrets of life. There is a book out called The Secrets, and then there are other books out called The Attraction, or I can't think of the name of it, and I was intrigued in reading the one book, not The Secret, I haven't read that yet, that everything that they espouse is in the Bible. And yet they're taking credit for what is godly and holy. And they're using these things and they're selling literally hundreds of thousands of books because people are seeking this so-called mythical secret that nobody knows, and now it's being revealed. And I, as a believer, find that one, offensive, and two, sad, that mankind has not evolved any further than they have, but to have a lady to put out a book, and the one that deals with what this vision she has, and she's talking to Abraham, and I think it's called the... I want to say Fatal Attraction, but that's not the name of it. And so what she does is she goes through, The Law of Attraction is the name of it. And she goes through this conversation with with Abraham. And Abraham is telling her things, and she's telling the people, and they're sitting up there believing this. When the Lord, the God who created the heaven and earth, loved us so that he let it be known who he is, it's all penned by those who were breathed on, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it's free. You know, in this country, you can get free Bibles. They're, you know, we buy Bibles $39, $49, $69, but there are places we'll give them to you free. And I pray that this church one day will have the resources to do that. So mankind is without excuse not knowing who God is, Romans chapter 1 tells us. Romans 1 tells us that you can look at your surroundings and see there's a God. Amen? And that he's real and that he has all power. Unfortunately, at this time of the year, we're too busy looking at items that come from China that got lead in them, that we're stuffing away in our little gift boxes. But all you have to do is stop for a moment and look around you and see God at work.
Amen.
To see the squirrels that are busily digging and planting and hiding food and birds taking berries off of trees. It's really amazing when you allow your mind to focus on the creator and his creation and not on this foolishness that we find ourselves in the midst of. And I was amazed at the squirrels, how they know where that line is that they're going to dig and bury the food. And so they can go back in the middle of a snowstorm and dig down knowing it's where they left it. It's a system to what they do. Amen?
Amen.
And I invite you to sometimes just stop all this running around and coming in at night saying, oh, I'm so tired. You tired because you're doing things that cause you to be tired. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Yeah, you might as well say it, because see, if you slow your pace down, like Deaconess Freeman talked about, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I think it is, verse 11, and I might be wrong, it says that make it your business to live a quiet and peaceful life, you know? And if you do that, make it your ambition, then you have time to focus on the master. But I assure you, if you let this kingdom run you, it's going to take you into the ground. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We have more obesity and we have more nervous conditions. It's unbelievable how blind we are. All of our children are fat. If another, bless you, if another 9/11 comes, it'll be like the last one. Nobody could run. They hopped away and went for a block and were out of breath. And the Bible talks about that perverse generation heading for total destruction. And so this morning I want to go back on the subject of the secrets of life. For those who were here last Sunday, you recall that the secrets of life, of living, is bearing fruit. By the way, don't worry about whoever that is. You don't have to mute it.
Okay.
And that way, I've got good ears. I don't miss too much, and I don't mind that unless it becomes a distraction to anyone else. The secrets of living is bearing fruit. And last week, I spoke to you about the disciples of Jesus, who are to him a branch, part of the vine, as we are. And so a fruit bearing, for this discussion, vine, if it does not produce fruit, then is of no value. Amen?
Amen.
And so even this metaphor applies to us. And the question comes out is, how much fruit bearing are you doing? How much good are you to the master in what we do? I can assure you that most of what I see and have seen for the last 30 days have no relationship or relevancy to Christ. In fact, the Bible says that those who worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and truth. And there is no spirit nor no truth in what I'm saying. Jesus teaches us, and we covered it last week, that when you are a living fruit bearer, you have joy for those who win souls for Christ. We have joy. Amen? We have joy when we can lead someone to the Master.
Amen.
We also have happiness for sharing this blessedness of knowing the truth. You all know about y'all, but it is, to me, it is unbelievable how blessed it is to have the knowledge of God through his son Jesus and the written word. Do you know that most of the world have no sight of what we know? Their minds aren't fixed on it. It's fixed on this kingdom. And he said that those whose mind are fixed on this kingdom will perish. Isn't it a good thing to know that we are not focused on this kingdom and that our minds aren't controlled by this kingdom? You see, when your mind's controlled by this earthly kingdom, everything you put in there is polluted. And everything that you put in from the Word of God gives you peace and joy and happiness henceforth and forevermore. So even when we leave here, we don't lose this blessing. It increases even more because we'll be in the presence of the Almighty God. And so we talked about the assurance from developing a Christ-like quality about us. And that's not easy to do. To have a Christ-like quality, you must have the mind of Jesus. In order to have the mind of Jesus, you've got to clear your mind from all earthly things. The Bible says we ought to put our minds on things above, where there ain't no sales. There ain't no wrapping of gifts. There ain't no people saddened at this time of the year. And ain't no people who are incarcerated. I listened the other morning on the scanner, which, by the way, I don't listen much because they're doing everything now through computers. Each car's got a computer, and they tell them where they got to go by computer, which is good because it takes my stress levels down. But I did, bless you, but I did hear a call that stressed me. It was at Walmart up the street from us, and it was a woman who had got caught shoplifting, and she had a 9-year-old daughter out in the car as the police brought her out handcuffed. And, you know, it touched my heart so bad that how we can get so deceived by the devil chasing after something that when a day passes by, it's over. It just hurts my heart that we're not letting people know that the only freedom you have is in Christ, not in anything in this kingdom. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so if you seek peace, we went over last week, that you must be an offering of fruit through your prayers and your praises to Almighty God. You see, when you know who he is, you can thank him and praise him and give him all honor that's due his holy name. And so in contrast to the branches that do not bear fruit, they are headed for danger because, one, they're going to be cut off from the vine. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so the Bible says that there will be many who fall into that category because they were not fruit bearers. They were chasing the wind. They were after feeding their self. Oh, y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
In the text today, listen to these words. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. John 15:2a. In other words, those disciples who do not bear fruit will be cut off from Jesus by the Father. John 15:1-2a. How then can we be sure to be fruitful as a branch of the vine? We have seen that the secrets of living is bearing fruit from last Sunday. And today I want to talk to you about this bearing of fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Now, notice how often Jesus uses the word abide. In 10 verses, he uses the word 10 times. John 15, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. And some of those he uses them more than once. In verse 10, if you look, he uses it twice. Verse 7, he uses it twice. And verse 3, he uses it three times. Stop for a moment and take a look at that. And there's a reason for that. It's real clear how we can be sure to be fruitful as the branches of the vine. We have to do what? We have to abide in him. So if you're taking notes down, you need to take that as a note. Nothing in this Bible is by accident or happenstance. There's a reason for everything. He doesn't use the abide that number of times without a purpose. Amen? Secrets of fruit bearing is abiding. You see, the branch does not bear fruit by struggling, but by abiding in the vine. And that's important to know, that we don't have to struggle through this walk with the Lord. We don't have to struggle when we serve the Lord. All we have to do is abide in him, and he'll abide in us. Amen? And whatever you ask in his name, you'll be able to do. And hopefully we got that clear. We're not talking about getting Cadillacs and all these things. Brother Joseph was talking earlier, before we started, about this, someone who was on the air, and they're all over the air because they're the part of the prince of this air, selling ornaments. And why do you think these churches that fill to the max? They're filling to the max because mankind is always looking for something to feed his flesh.
Amen.
But he needs to focus on his soul. The Bible says, why do you work for things that perish? I'm amazed, and I give God the glory this morning that everybody was in this church on time, online and offline. We give God the glory for that, because this is the time of the year that you get tired, and the Lord knows my heart. Amen, lights. Doesn't apply to us because we're all here in our places. And so we can give God the glory that he's equipped us with this knowledge that we are to have no confusion in God's house. Amen?
Amen.
And so the secrets of bearing fruit is not to have to struggle, but to do what you did this morning. You prepared yourself to come to worship. You see, I've told you all this over and over this year, that Saturday the Bible speaks of a day of preparation. And so if you are properly preparing yourself, you have the spirit to want to hurriedly get to hear God's word and to be in fellowship with God's people. My nephew is here, my cousin. And one of the blessed things is that he and his wife can walk in this church and know that God's in this place. And that's how it is all throughout the world for those who are truly God's people. We are all a part of the same vine. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And so we greet each other in that spirit, and spirit of love that's guided by the Holy Spirit. Deaconess Freeman prayed in her prayer that there be no divisions in this church. And in the name of Jesus, there are none. Why? Because you cannot be a part of the vine if the branches are all mixed up and have their own little factions and their own little. And see, here's the other thing. You and I must determine that no one will come in and disrupt the vine. No part of our branch cannot be on cue with the Holy Spirit, because that's what the devil's mission is to get in a church that is a Bible-believing, Holy Ghost-filled church and cause chaos, cause total destruction, because the mission of the devil is to take you from where the Lord is. And he's not in a place where there's confusion. And so each one of us must always be on guard that we are filled with people who are part of the vine by being the branch. Amen?
Amen.
And so when we walk, we must walk as people who are confident and are blessed. The worst thing we can do as the branches is be weak-minded and weak-willed and weak-speaking, afraid to testify to somebody because you're afraid of what they might say. Let me tell you how you test it. Wait till one Sunday when no one or two people are missing, and then call them up and tell them you missed them from church. Are y'all might say amen.
Amen.
Or tell somebody that are you reading your Bible or did you understand the sermon? See, that's why we don't talk to each other. If you talk about the Lord, you will cause some confusion in the minds of weak-willed people. Now, I'm here to tell you that in this church, you should be able, and I pray that you will, call each other and can talk about the Lord. I need an amen there.
Amen.
Amen.
And not just talk about these earthly things. Let me tell you, if you are truly part of the vine, you must pepper your speech at all times with the oracles of faith.
Amen.
You and I must always have our center focus on the vine. Oh, y'all might say amen.
Amen.
You see, we can't go through life worrying about this kingdom, talking about this kingdom, putting all our trust in this kingdom. Do you know how few of us trust the Lord over our money and our jobs? And it can be taken from you just like that.
Amen.
You must always be a part of what you profess to be, and that's the body of Christ. Well, one area that we need to focus on in our Christian life is to experience unity. Unity amongst each other. And then that gives us that sweet communion. We become Christians. There is a first at union. Paul describes this for us in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Amen? We are not unclothed people. We are clothed and we are bought with a price. We have an inheritance that is eternal throughout all creation. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, I tell you, sometimes if you know who you are in Christ, you'd be running around shouting hallelujah all day long. You know, I'm really working on not having anything negative to say. You know, if my health ain't good or I feel pains, I'm trying to stop saying, oh, I feel so bad today. Because God woke me up this morning. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And he said, this is a day he's made you to rejoice in it.
Yes.
You go to work and you got a devil up in there, oh, I've got to put up with Mary Sue today. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's your mind telling you that. Because the Bible said no weapon forged against you shall prosper. No tongue that comes up with you shall stand. You let it happen that way. Because whoever it is, they will not steal my joy because they did not give it to me. They don't own it. They can't claim it. And I ain't relinquishing it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Romans chapter 6, verse 30, verse 3 and 5 says, oh, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus was baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptismal into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Did y'all get that? A new life. If we have been united with him like in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in the resurrection. And I don't know about you, but that is good news.
Amen.
That I'm only passing through this life. And for those of us been around a while, we know how quick this bad boy goes. Like I told you, I got my cousin in. I remember when he was a little baby. I held him in my hand, and he wasn't no bigger than me. I could hold him with one hand. And you sitting up here grayer than I am. Life moves on. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So we have to understand that we're blessed. Hallelujah. We're on a mission. We're passing through. And so we must always know that we're connected to the vine. And if you're the branch, you must bear fruit. John 15:5, we have put on Christ, and being united together with him. Our unity with him is like that of a branch to a vine, it tells us in that verse. Amen?
Amen.
And in 15:4, it says we are abide in this unity. We have communion of the fellowship with Christ in every close and personal way. It's not something. I sent you out a daily devotional the other day where I made reference that it is not our job to tell someone else to be humble. It is our job to be humble.
Amen.
Oh, y'all come on with me now.
Amen.
You know, people still walk around telling me, all y'all got to do is be humble. All you got to do is be humble.
Right.
And let your light shine before men,
amen,
that they can see your Father in heaven. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
No light shines when you telling somebody what to do.
That's right.
Light shines when you let them see that forbearing that you have.
That's right.
That when they tick you off, you can hold your tongue.
Amen.
Ooh,
and keep a smile on your face. Oh, y'all might come and walk with me this morning. If you want to abide in him, if you want to be a part of that vine, be a branch that is fruit-bearing.
Yeah.
And it starts with us. I mean, it's not easy to be a branch. I sat out there yesterday and looked at the branches on the vine of those trees out there. Keep in mind, the vine is big. The branches are small. Birds get on there and they're rocking back and forth on there.
Yeah.
And that's what's supposed to happen to us. They're supposed to be able to pick berries off of us like they pick them off that branch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Yes.
They should see your light shining and
mm-hmm.
say, you know what, I tell you what, I need to get in that Bible because I mean, that person is totally changed. Their attitudes are totally different. They don't let things worry them no more.
Amen.
They were in a crisis and they were able to come through it. And y'all getting this?
Mm-hmm.
People will only see Christ when we act like we are part of the vibe.
Amen.
I told you the other week about this. I don't know. Connie told me or somebody told me where a police officer stopped. That was a minister. Police officer stopped this minister. Because he went into a rage because somebody in front of him was talking on the cell phone and not paying attention to what they're doing. And I've had to learn to control myself with that. Every time I pull up alongside a vehicle swagging all over the road, there's somebody there with their head halfway on that side, no consideration for nobody else. They don't have the wherewithal to keep. You know, it is not easy multitasking. Especially when you ain't got but two hands and you got one on the cell phone. I have tried it. Connie's a witness to it. Now, I know I'm old and I got arthritis, but I've been trying to turn them corners with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I see women doing a good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to coordinate their feet on a brake and the gas and listen at a chihuahua talking on the phone. It ain't easy. And it's not easy when you have to be a bearer for Christ. Must say amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 18, verse 20 and 22 says the following. 18 through 22. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerts in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realm. Did you get it? There is great power in being a part of the vine. Oh, come on, y'all.
Amen. Yes, it is.
There's power. Dunamis. Holy Ghost power.
Yeah.
It gives us the power to overcome a multitude of things. And it starts with the word love in it.
Yes.
Look at what you can do to your enemy when you show them love. That's power.
That's right.
Amen.
There's no power in beating somebody up,
no.
Cussing somebody out. You've lowered yourself down to that level.
Sure.
You've come off the vine. You're a branch that has fallen to the ground and has no use but to be trampled underfoot. Come on with
me.
When you stay connected to the vine, you will be able to have power beyond your wildest imagination. Oh, y'all walk with
me. Amen, amen.
We must have this power. It comes from staying in God's word and in a personal relationship with him. By the way, I mentioned early on, and I got sidetracked, that I talked with Deaconess Freeman, and she was a messenger. And I've had a few people in my life that I know I was getting a message from God. One of them is sitting here this morning, and that's my son, Dwayne. And I will share this with you for a moment. Years ago, when Dwayne was still at home, and that was years ago because he'd been married how many years? 14 years, so it was longer than 14 years ago, when I was called into ministry and I was not accepting the call. And I remember just as clear as if it was yesterday, Dwayne came in the house as he normally did. And he would bring his lunch with him, and Bree's lunch, and if Bree wasn't there, he'd let me eat it. But he asked me, how was I doing? I had a business, security alarm business, I believe it was. And he said, how are you doing? And I said, I'm not doing too good, son. And I don't know if he remembers what he said. He says, you're not going to do good until you do what God told you to do. His wife made a comment. I'm going to let that go. Listen to me. The other day, Priscilla came to me, Deaconess Freeman, and she had talked to me about writing a book. And she's good at term papers and doing all that. And I liked her word, collaborate. And so I've already started, Priscilla. And you take this down, church, because I need you to pray over it. I'm going to write a book, and it crossed my mind years ago. And the title of the book tentatively is The Separated Few.
The Separated Few.
And all the books that I will attempt to write by the power of the Holy Spirit will deal with how-tos. You don't see too many how-to books in the kingdom.
Amen.
You see all kind of how-to books, do homework and, you know, fix the house up and how to work on your car. But I already seen too many books on how to be a light bearer. And so I pray your blessings because the challenge is there. And people need to know how to do God's will. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 3:20 says, "How now to him who is able to do immensely above more than all we asked or imagined, according to his power that is at work within who? Us." Listen to me. His power is working in those who are abiding in the vine. If we're true branches, we have power, I tell you,
yeah.
to do his work and his will.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can say, well, I can't write that good or I whatever, whatever. The power does the work. Oh, come on with me.
Amen.
I'm not preaching to you by my power. My power would have had me still sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all walk with me now.
Amen.
Your power is not your control. It's the Holy Ghost.
That's right. That's right.
That gives you the utterance and the ability to speak and to walk and to have the courage to step out on faith. Come on with me. And help those who are less fortunate have no sight of Christ.
Mm.
The world's full of them. The harvest is plenty, but the labor's are few.
Yes.
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. And I know I told you I was going to cut down reading them, but I cut down where I have to. And if the tape's long, then God get the glory, and whoever listened at it will too. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11 says, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, or the idolaters, nor the adulterers, nor the male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunken, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. Did you get that?
Amen.
Some of us was like that. But you were washed, hallelujah. You were sanctified, hallelujah. You were justified in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, by the Spirit of the Almighty God. Oh, man, I got chill bumps. Hallelujah. Listen to me. We have to go out like somebody. Let us hear the word and let this dark world hear the truth. I watch with great sadness. The other day on the news, I think it was yesterday, where they were talking about people stealing identities of people. And they used the example of the Nigerians, who seemed to have gotten real good at it. And I have this sneaky suspicion that my brother's over there, because he's always in Nigeria, between Sweden and Nigeria. And they were in some city out in the Midwest or somewhere. It might have been Kentucky. I don't know where it was. But the consul general of Nigeria was saying it's unfair to associate Nigerians in this country with fraud. And, of course, you know, the press don't stop at what you say. They start searching. And they found it was only 2% of the people, the Nigerians in this town. But they also dealt into the records and found out that 24% of the fraud cases in the federal court were Nigerians. Because we all got excuses. I don't care if we're on this side of the continent or the other side. The other man made me do it. And so I'm telling you that those who are ungodly will continue to be ungodly until we show them the light. Y'all should be able to say amen in here.
Amen.
When you show them their ways are wicked and ungodly, and that there's a better way that you and I have chosen. We came from the same path that they're on. And it was God, through his Holy Spirit and his word, that freed us from it.
Yes.
And once we are freed from it, you have to be light bearers, fruit bearers. You must bear good fruit, church.
Amen. That's right.
Lest we have no hope for our people, for our young people, our old people. You know what? It used to be we related crime and degradation to our young people. Our old people are in the same boat. It said age is increasing in the senior citizen community. It's systemic. It's across the board. You can go from California to Africa, and you're going to find the same degradation, because until Christ takes charge of your life, you are lost.
That's right.
Amen.
Buddha can't help you. Hare Krishna can't help you. Scientology can't help you. The only one can help you, his name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
And he's here to help us.
Yes.
And if we're part of him, his vine, we must act like we're part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And do his will.
Mm.
Stop this darkness that's spreading. It's like an infectious disease.
Yes, it is.
It keeps growing and growing and growing.
Mm.
And we're blind and cannot see.
Mm.
And have ears and cannot hear.
Mm.
And God's calling us to to cause light to shine in darkened places.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk about no one else. He's called you and I to change, to be a part of this vine, to stand up as a branch that has power in it.
Yes.
It's not dead. It's not broken. It's a powerful branch.
Powerful.
It must speak to the lost. And no better time than we are in now. You'll be surprised how many people will be locked up in the next 24 hours. And Bria, who's a social worker, will have to deal with people in that social environment. And God bless them. They don't know what they're doing. Don't mean no harm. They're doing what they taught them in school. I got good news. There's power to the vine, and power has been transferred to the branch.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it is.
Amen.
Serious power. Oh, man, if I could go for hours about that.
Amen.
That I've seen in my little life, the things that I knew I was not capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
He was. Oh, y'all might as well just go back in the recesses of your mind. If he's called you and you've been called, he's changing us. My wife couldn't do it. My children couldn't do it. Most of these peg leg preachers couldn't do it. But when I heard the word and knew what it was saying,
amen.
And it touched my heart because he called me like he's called you. And when he calls you, he equips you. He don't call you to be silent. He calls you to raise the roof.
That's right.
Remember in the scriptures where they were trying to hear Jesus and they went up on a roof and opened up the way for a man to get up on the roof.
Amen.
And we ain't raising no roof.
Mm.
We hardly a whimper. Mm. Oh, y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
First Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 through 16 says, I thank Christ our Lord who has given me strength, that he has considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Let me stop there. You need to take a note on that. You have been appointed to be in service to Almighty God. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You're not called to sit back and chill out. You cannot hold light and not let it shine.
Amen. Amen.
We don't have Bible study just for your benefit. It's to equip you to do works for the master.
Yes, that's right.
1 Timothy chapter 1, again, verse 13 says, even though I was once a blasphemer, this is Paul talking, a persecutor, a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorant and unbelief. You see, church, he excused us from that. I go back in my life and things that I've done, only God could have spared me and cut me some slack. And I'm not ashamed to testify to what he's done in my life. And that's your charge. You got to be able to stand up, put pride in the back seat, and tell people, look, I was like you until the Father touched my heart. Amen, lights.
Amen.
See, part of our problem, we don't want nobody to know that before we became righteous, we were the devil. I gave you scripture that already told us that. You know us who have been called should be able to help everybody, because you should be able to walk right up to us and say, look, you know, I used to do that. I go back in my life, you know, some of the things I've done, my wife ain't even know about it. And there's some things she thinks she know that I've done that she don't know about it. Listen to me. God calls people from darkness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He didn't come down here to heal the self-righteous.
Mm-hmm.
He came to find the unrighteous.
Amen.
You know, Mimi, when I found out, I had much joy. You know, because you have a lot of so-called believers walk around self-righteous.
Mm-hmm.
They will cause people to not to come to Christ because they don't think they can make the grade that the self-righteous have.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. If you are called of God, you can testify that you and I were lost.
That's right.
And could not see.
Mm-hmm.
And he touched us.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been some little itinerant preacher like me. But somebody, God gave the power to give you light.
That's right.
And now that you get it, you got to do something with it. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So the secrets of bearing fruit is real simple. You must stay in communion and fellowship, believe it or not. You see, we benefit from Christ's strength. And that's why you got to read your Bibles. I encourage you, if you find that you do it when you go to bed and fall off to sleep, go buy the tapes. Go get your New Testament tapes. We were out with Deaconess Freeman, who blessed us, and every time I got in her car, I heard the word. Are y'all about to say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to know where you stand with the Father, go outside and turn your car on and find out what's feeding your mind. Y'all listen to me. You can listen at Kirk Franklin. What's that child's name? The lady that's top now in the black. Thank you. Oh, no, no, listen to Juanita Bynum. Alina Harris or well, Alina Williams. Adams or whatever. Johnny Kirkland and or John. You know, I don't know them because I don't listen to them. Why should I listen to somebody who's getting paid to sing when I can go to the Word and hear it free? Show me some of these people who sing for free. Oh, y'all might say amen.
Amen.
The devil's mission is to deceive you. That's his mission. Oh, y'all, I think y'all missed that. I think I went right over your head. Let me try that one more time. Listen to me. You must always test all spirits.
Amen.
You see, the word that told us that we are to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves.
Mm.
We ain't no pushovers. That's right, wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Yeah, take that down. If you're wise as serpents, that means you know the cunning schemes of the devil.
Amen.
Oh, he is slickster now.
Generally.
And do we not have the power to overtake him? Listen to me. Ephesians 6 is what you need to know. Ephesians 6 says that we have the ability to overcome any weapon he throws at us. Every thought that he throws at you, you and I have the power to overcome it by the blood of the Lamb.
That's right.
Mm. Don't you let nobody fool you that I can't take this no more. I quit. You can't quit because you don't belong to yourself. You belong to the one who called you from darkness to his marvelous light.
Amen.
Passing people on the street who are lost, family members who think they're saved and they're on their way to hell. Oh, y'all, come on now.
Amen.
Just because you go to church don't mean you're going to heaven.
That's right.
So true.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 clears that up. It says, many go through that wide gate, the easy religion. You come when you want to. You don't have to come. You can come gay. You can come half gay. But whatever you want to do, you do it. You can come after you slept with Sister and the pastor can, he can do whatever he wants to do. He's our pastor. Oh, y'all, come on now. See, our mission is to bear witness that God is good and his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
This wimp time is over. Things are getting rough in this world. And only the ones who call by God can free you from lostness.
That's right.
And if you want peace and joy and happiness, be a fruit bearer for the master. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
John 15 and 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit.
Mm.
And apart from me, you can do what? Nothing.
Mm.
We're supposed to be bearing much fruit, not a little bit of fruit.
That's right.
Struggling to get on Bible study on Wednesday night. And struggling to get to church. Listen at me. We should be jumping like a marathoner. Stop and think about it. How many of us have family members that, as far as we can tell, are not saved?
Well, that's right.
They might be right religious.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a test of it, start talking about Christ around them.
Mm-hmm.
And see how far the conversation goes. Y'all might say amen.
Amen.
First of all, we ain't going to talk about Christ around them. But you should be.
Jesus.
You should be if you got a brother or a sister or uncle or aunt or aunt or a mother or father or children.
Mm-hmm.
What could you give your child more than Christ Jesus?
Nothing.
You take all this stuff that's going on now and throw it on a heap. It's more important that you tell your loved ones about Jesus and what he has done in your life.
Mm.
Everybody in this room should be able to
amen.
Say amen.
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 Because if you don't know it, I'm here to tell you. He called you from darkness to his marvelous light.
That's right.
You wouldn't be sitting here if he hadn't.
Amen. That's right.
You see, when you come in Word of God Church, trust me, if you keep coming, the Lord has brought you here.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no trappings in here. Ain't no organ playing. Ain't no stained glass windows.
Mm-hmm.
It's one big, fat, all God man sitting up here, and I'll come. I will proclaim it until the day I die. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I don't know nothing but Jesus. He frees me. All y'all need to hear, you got to have a testimony. I, like I said, I was woke all night, but I'm all right this morning.
Yes.
I'm preaching the gospel. And guess what? It is not by my power.
Hey, that's right.
Amen. After y'all gone, I'll be sound asleep. But in the meantime, all praises and honor are due his holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's another word. If you're not echoing hallelujahs all day long, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost gives you that utterance.
That's right.
And so you need to read more and pray more and ask God to give you some hallelujahs. Fruit bearers. And did you catch that we must bear much fruit? You can't pop out one apple because that won't feed a whole flock. I watch these birds. These trees are full of those berries that they're picking.
Mm.
See, God is good.
Mm.
What did he say to the sparrow?
Mm.
Not one of them falls.
Mm.
But you just look out that window. They're flying all over the place, just picking these. We don't even see the berries on the tree.
Mm.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Much fruit, church. When one is consistently bearing the source of fruit described in this chapter, and I've talked about during the sermon, there's certain good evidences of the close relationship with Christ. You see, either we have a unity with him or we lack one. You can't BS your way to this. Either you're on his side or you're against him. He don't give you no slack. You can't be lukewarm. What does it say in the Revelation? He'll spit you out.
Yes.
He does not want, nor does he sanction, nor does he equip weak-willed people.
Amen.
Why? He gives you the power.
Yeah, that's right.
You have his power. And if you're slothful with it, you lose it. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So we find in John 15:2 this matter about the Father pruning people. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will what? Be even more fruitful. That's right, Dwayne. It will grow. Sometimes he got to cut us down. So he can use us. Y'all walk with me now. And if you ain't been pruned yet, watch out. Because when he prunes you, you know he prunes you.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
Yes, he does. He pruned on me for 4 years, church. And no, most people don't know it. My wife knows it, and my children might know it. But he was working on me. And I finally came to the realization that I could drink a Colt 45. I could do it, work hard to try to go to sleep. I wasn't going to get no sleep until I turned my life over to him.
Amen. Amen.
And just think, if he hadn't done that, I could witness about
Amen.
It.
Right.
And I could witness. And I can tell you, I don't walk nowhere without him. You can't sneak up on me and turn me from my master. I'll tell all y'all to take a hike.
Amen.
Because the moment you leave him, yes, you lose your power.
Amen. Amen.
I told y'all in my room, you go in that dirty blue room right now. My entertainment box is shut. I don't even know where my remote is now. And I ain't trying to say nothing to y'all. I'm telling you what it's doing to me. Mm-hmm. Trust me, you have power to do his work.
Mm-hmm.
And once he prunes you, you're on the way. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He cleanses us.
Amen.
You find in verse 3. And that closely relates to pruning, church. It's a very powerful instrument in the hands of the Lord. God is powerful, I tell you.
Mm.
Listen to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 through 13. For the word of God is living and is active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight.
That's right.
Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give account to. Did y'all get that?
Amen.
That word is a living and powerful, active word. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to the divining soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Yes.
Sit here shucking and jiving. You can't shuck and jive through this one. He knows our heart.
Yeah.
You either give it to him or he will do what he has to do.
Amen.
He's faithful to his word.
Amen. Yes, he is.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Amen.
Ephesians 6, verse 17 gives us a clue. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. If you never get anything from me, always remember to keep your mind square on God's word. Put a book in your car and one in your bathroom and one in wherever you go. Don't go without the word of God. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Go out and invest in the tapes and put them in your car. And do like I do. I put them on and they'll put me to sleep. I might not get off, but I know one thing. The Lord will work on me even through my subconscious mind.
Amen.
Oh, come on now.
Amen. Amen. Mm. Mm.
James chapter 1, verse 22 and 25 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that God gives freedom continues to do this. You did get that? Continues to do this. For not forgetting what he has heard, but is doing, he will be blessed in what he does. That's good news.
Amen.
We stay in God's word, he'll bless us. He can use us. So as I bring this to a close, I guess I've gone over the time again, but I got to give God the glory. I know when I'm coming down because I lose my voice. You see, we have to be growing in the sense of dependency. John 15:5 again says, I am the vine, you are the branch. If a man remains in me, I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Listen closely, church. You got to be constantly growing and dependent on Christ.
Yeah.
Don't depend on nobody but the Lord, church.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Don't depend on husbands, wives, sisters, brothers, daddies, preachers.
Mm-hmm.
Depend on the Lord. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything of ourselves, but competence comes from God. Whatever we do for the Lord, it's not us doing it. It's him doing it. That's why we can't boast about anything. You check yourself. When you find yourself, when somebody says you did something, you always taking the credit, you're cheating and you're lying. All power belongs to him. All authority belongs to him. All praises belong to him. You see, the closer you get to that vine, you are not doing your thing. You know you're doing his thing.
That's right.
So next time somebody tells you, well, you know you did a great job of that. And what are you going to say?
Give God the glory.
That's right, Brother Wayne. Give God the glory. That ain't easy for man to say. That's something. How many times this week you done gave God the glory?
All week.
Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of our acquaintance, with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. That's an indictment. You see, we must always be in a posture to give.
Amen.
And we ain't talking about the material giving. You must give of yourself for the Savior.
Amen.
You must be. It's not easy to be a branch on the vine. But that's what we got to do. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And then you will find that your prayers will be answered. 15:7 says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be what? Given to you. 15:16 says, you do not chose me, I chose you. Appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you what you asked in his name. Now, as I bring this to a close, let me make sure you make understand what you asked in his name to do his work, his will, to give him glory. Doing your work, can you give me a husband? Lord, I need a new job. I listen to some of these people begging God. It's just unbelievable. Ain't bear no fruit, ain't tried to help nobody, but Lord, I ain't got no money for all the Christmas presents. Could you send me some money? This is the year to open door. Open the door, Lord. Send some money in here. I ain't got but until Monday when Walmart sales go on. Help us, Lord. You know Walmart ain't stupid. Last year Walmart get away with layaways. I walked in Walmart one Christmas and there were people lined up around the store on layaways. And only a third of them came back and got them layaways. And so Walmart said, that's it, I'm finished with this mess. Cash and carry. Are y'all getting this?
Amen.
Are you going to be a light bearer?
Amen.
And you know if you have love for Christ and his people, you'll be a light bearer. John 15:9 says, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Now remain in my love. 15:9 and 15:12 says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. You know, church, I'm so blessed, and I give God the glory that everyone in Word of God Church loves each other. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
There is no backbiting confusion. I don't like him. I don't like her. We're all one family in Christ Jesus. That's good news.
Amen.
Do you know what's going on in most of these churches now?
A lot.
They fighting everybody from the pastor to the end of the pew. All right, well, I'm going to bring this to a close. I don't know how I did on time. That's why I need a timekeeper. I can't keep up. My wife tells me it's 10 or 12. Sound like I've gone over.
No, you asked me what time it was.
Oh, good. As I bring this to close, Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Listen, church, if you're truly part of the branch, the vine, you will always be a branch that rejoices.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got that?
Amen.
Rejoice always.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 32:3 says, when I kept silent, my bones washed away, though my groaning all day long. Psalm 51:12 says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. So as I bring this to a close, remember that you and I must show evidence of one bearing fruit, having been pruned by the Father, having grown as a sincere dependency on him. Our prayers will be answered, and love for Christ and his people. Let us pray. Deacon Edison.
I turn to one chapter, Ephesians 6:10.
Ephesians 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
The arm of God.
Amen.
Finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand.
Amen.
Against the devil. Schemes, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
Well,
therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground.
Well,
and after you have done everything to stand firm.
Yes.
God has been good to us today.
Amen.
He allowed us all to have what we not deserve, another day to worship him.
Well,
Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for everyone that was here, able to be here with us to share, whether in flesh, whether on the line, whether in spirit. We thank you, dear Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, a lot has been covered. We ask, dear Lord, that not only has it been covered just to hear, but to penetrate our souls, to continue to minister to our spirits, so that we can leave and have that spiritual fullness.
Amen.
But without that, dear Lord, we're just blowing in the wind. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
As we prepare for communion.
This conference is no longer being recorded.